Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, experiences a giant rock. You're talking about a sheriff here?
Yeah, so Sheriff Ackerman had a camera, a Polaroid camera, and he took a shot of giant rock with a lot of the people around it. And what came out was it looked like there was this gigantic sort of craft beyond giant rock that is sort of yellow in shape and it sort of tapered down, that maybe it could have been in some kind of state in between dimensions, is how some of the notes in the Integratron explained it. I was able to obtain that picture and put it in the book. So again, it's, one of those things, you can look at it and, come up with your own thoughts on it. But Sheriff Ackerman actually took two pictures of it. And he said that in one snap of a picture, he went from a non-believer to a believer.
Have you had these photos analyzed by anyone?
No, because I don't have the original photos. These are in the electronic files.
I mean, the one I see in your book, and of course we're looking at a black and white photo here, it looks almost like a cloud formation, but who knows? Hey, let's move on here, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about, and Craig will be with us for after the Paracast also. Again, like I said, we're not putting any personal beliefs on this, except to ask you one question before we leave Sedona and those areas. You mentioned in one of your experiences telepathic communication. In what form did it present itself?
And what are you referring to?
I think you were in the Bradshaw Ranch, and you mentioned something about a telepathic communication.
I think it was the one where you saw the blue bean go past your car, and then you were... you both had the...
Yes. That's it. That was it. Yes.
Go back or your life will be changed.
Right. Yeah. That was the telepathic communication that I received. Yeah, but that was not on the Bradshaw Ranch. That was back in Boynton Canyon.
Yeah, I know. I've had similar circumstances where the way that I have described it as, it's almost like a thought in my head that's not my own. And mm-hmm. I can tell the difference. I have an article that you can find online, and that's what it's called, A Thought Not My Own.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I imagine when you speak of, like a telepathic communication, that's probably how it felt to you, almost like an intrusive thought.
Yeah, it was just a voice that said that. It wasn't my own. So it was a male voice, and that's what it said.
So with all the stories that you have in this book, and, there's quite a number of them, do you have a favorite? Well, maybe I should say first, how many of these locations, I know you work during the days like a lot of us, but how many of these locations did you actually manage to visit at least sometime in your life, before the book was being written and during the process?
Well, I've been to several of them. I definitely have not been to all of them. I mean, some of them are such remote locations, like the Allagash. I mean, you literally have to get in a little two-seater plane with all your gear, fly in, they drop you off, and then you have to get in a canoe and you have to row out to the island that you're supposed to be on and that kind of thing. That I don't think I'm ever going to do. But Yeah, that's a little too hefty for me. There are a few places that you cannot visit, of course, like Area 51, but you can get tours that go to Area 51 that sort of take you on a day trip and take you to the little alien, and they tell you stories, and then they take you as far as you could go to Area 51, and, you know, you could take pictures of the sign like everybody has and that kind of thing. It's pretty much a day trip. They feed you lunch and all that good stuff. So that's a fun thing to do if you're in Las Vegas and want to take a little sort of detour to go out to Area 51. Now, I've never been to Area 51. I've always wanted to go to the little alien, and I've always wanted to drive out there. And so the next time I go, I'm definitely going to go do that tour. But I spoke to the tour company, and, you know, heard exactly what they do and all of that, and I just thought, you know, that's a fun thing to do for people that sort of want to, you know, learn about that stuff. And, you know, you can hear the stories from the people who work at the Little Alien about experiences that they've had there with, I think, some grays and things like that. They have a great gift shop, by the way, like really, really cool things about UFOs and aliens and all kinds of stuff. But I would say I've definitely been to Giant Rock, the Integratron, Bradshaw Ranch. The other place where you are going to definitely almost guaranteed see something up in the sky is East Eddy Ranch in Washington State, which is Trout Lake. And, you know, it's quite a large property. If you want to go there, then you just go on their website. All the information's in the book, and you make a reservation if you want to go sky watching, if that's all you want to do. And then you get a code to the gate, and you come in at the hour allotted, and, you make sure you bring your own chair and, you know, blankets and whatever else. And, the ranch has one pair of night vision binoculars. Usually a ranch hand will come out and we'll look through the sky and we'll point something out and find it. Sometimes you can see them with the naked eye, sometimes not. And, also, when they find it, they will hit it with a laser pointer, and they'll talk out loud to it and ask it to move to the left and to the right. And they do this on a nightly basis. And they say that there are benevolent extraterrestrial races that live beneath Mount Adams, which is several miles on the other side of the sky watching area. You actually can see beautiful Mount Adams sitting there majestically. And they say that they see craft going in and out of the mountain all the time. The mountain also has strange anomalous lights that blink on, some smaller, some bigger, all over the mountain in different places. Of course, when I was there and I was experiencing the lights, I said, well, isn't that just like hikers with flashlights or something? And they said, no, because that some of these regions up there you can't get to. It's too steep and that kind of thing. But we also know that we have this same phenomena on the Skinwalker Ranch on their giant plateau where they have the strange lights going off at night. And we also have the Marfa lights, which is the same kind of strange phenomenon as well. So I mean, even the state of Texas built a rest stop right across from where the Marfa lights are, so you can go and sit there and watch the Marfa lights at night if you want.
Hey, I want to ask you on our next segment about Saguaro, New Mexico. We know about the sighting there, you know, very significant event in 1964, considered one of the best documented cases over the years. But what kind of place is it to actually visit? Is it a tourist trap? Do they have stores with spaceships? I'd like to know more about this, okay? So we'll be talking to Craig about his book, The UFO Hotspot Compendium, with Gene and Tim. You're in
The Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joining Craig Campobasso to visit Sicaro, New Mexico. Is that a tourist trap? I mean, what do you get when you go there?
Well, it's not really a tourist trap. You can actually go visit the site. In the book, I give you the coordinates to where you can actually go to the exact site where it is. Of course, it's just desert. There are still some rocks that were surrounding where the original landing legs were with the craft that landed. And there's an artist named Erica Burley who did a memoriam sort of beautiful big painting along the side of the road that you can go and visit and look at that. And there's not really, like, Roswell is a total UFO crazy area. Like, the entire street, Main Street, is nothing but UFO stores, right? You're not going to find that in Socorro, but what you'll find is a lot of people love these bucket lists where they can go to the actual spot. So in the book, we give you where Travis Walton was abducted as well, where Adamski met Orthon, things like that. So if people are interested in that, they actually have the coordinates and they can go to those exact spots and learn about it as well. And I always say you can always contact the Chamber of Commerce and, you know, see if there's anything that that they want to add about it. But I would say Socorro was a very, it was one of the most interesting cases because Blue Book, the military, J. Allen Hynek, everyone believed Lonnie Zamora. Everyone believed him, right? Also, fellow patrolman Sam Chavez came out to meet Lonnie right after it happened, and he also saw it. He never revealed in the beginning that he actually saw the craft in the air going away, but he did, and he admitted that later on because he didn't know what it was. Right? Was it some kind of, for a long time they were thinking it was some kind of something from the government or some kind of secret thing. But what Lonnie saw were two children-sized beings in sort of coverall-looking things in this that were outside of this craft. And he was very close to it. And it affected him for the rest of his life. I spoke with Erica Burley at length, and she had interviewed Lonnie's wife before she started creating the tribute mural. And she said that Lonnie was never the same after that experience, that he was traumatized daily in just thinking and reliving it in his mind. But I think the other thing that actually also got to him was the media flurry that just kept coming at him and coming at him and coming at him. So, but yeah, it's a great case.
You know, you've seen that before, though, with people who, like Lonnie, who had a, you know, pretty much a kind of a narrow viewpoint of the world, and then they have an unusual experience like that, and it really does. I mean, it changes their life because they thought they had it all figured out, and then here's something that really is outside of everything that they knew. And it's just like, how do you reconcile that with what you thought you, yeah, with what you thought you knew before? So yeah, I mean, I could see how, you know, somebody like Lonnie, how it would, you know, traumatize them on a daily basis.
It's true. And you know what's interesting is Rob Mercer obtained Blue Book files. And in there was the Socorro. So he gave those to me. And in the Project Blue Book record, they did it on these cards, right? And they would write things in. It said that Zamora sighting lasted less than 10 minutes. And it said, initially believed to be an observation of a lunar module configuration. Effort to date cannot place the vehicle at the site. Case carried as unidentified pending additional data, right? But you know what's interesting is in these records, I also found that the Air Force unclassified Blue Book files governing disclosure of records that was dated June 27, 1967. I'm not going to read it all to you guys, but it basically says that they have the determination of whether a significant purpose is served by withholding information under the provisions of paragraph 4 within the sole discretion of the Air Force. So the Air Force can say whatever they want if they feel it necessary to withhold information from the public. So it was just, you know, one of those cases. And I have to say, I am so sad about this, is Dr. Frank Strange has actually made a UFO movie called Phenomena 7.7, and it was all about Lonnie Zamora and interviews with Lonnie Zamora. And anyway, when James Fox was not the film that just came out, the one before Phenomenon, contacted me and said, I'd really love to get my hands on that. And I said, well, let me see if I can find it. So I called Mrs. Strange's and she goes, oh, Craig, we have so many storage facilities. And I said, well, how about if I come over and go through them with you? And we could never find it. So what we believe is that somebody in the office after he died stole it, like the only print that was available, because I remember seeing it in his second office, which was used for storage.
So highly unfortunate, but maybe somebody out there on the dark web is playing around with a copy of this. Maybe it's gone to seven different owners since then. Being conspiratorial, but yeah, I can think of a number of reasons why something like this would happen. As you say, it's unfortunate that it does. We're exploring UFO hotspots here, and I want to travel next to Roswell, New Mexico. I'm ambivalent about Aurora, Texas, and I'll tell you why in the next segment, but Roswell, let's go for. Craig, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusa reporting. Russia continues to push the nuclear weapons question, saying that the accelerated deployment of modernized U.S. B-61 tactical nuclear weapons on Europe's NATO bases lowers the nuclear threshold. Moscow drafted hundreds of thousands over a month and sent more than a quarter of them to the battlefield after a divisive mobilization campaign that was its first since World War II. Exxon, Mobil, Chevron, and others posted huge profits on rising energy costs, those very same costs that have left many of us with lighter and less valuable bank balances. What they're going to do with the money? Well, make their investors happy. Chevron says they'll plow it into dividends, paying debt and fossil fuel as well as clean energy projects, and Exxon says it will maintain its share buybacks and increase dividends. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, so speaking here about Aurora, Texas, Kevin D. Randall on our last episode talked about his skepticism of that case. And I don't want to get into the back and forth. Let's just set it aside because I'm sure it would be fun if you want to go to Texas. Because let's go to Roswell, because right now it's, what, 75 years since Roswell occurred, and there's still a pretty active tourist business there, correct?
Well, there's a huge tourist business there. I've only been there once. When a bunch of us were speaking at the museum there, and all I remember is there was a million flies everywhere. That's all I remember from that trip. Man, do they have a lot of flies here.
E.T. was telling you to buzz off.
So they were telling me to buzz off or stay indoors. Maybe that was it. It was a nice time because, you know, my friend Yvonne Smith was there. Stanton Friedman was there. Jesse Marcel Jr. was there, so it was a really nice time. I mean, everyone knows the long, drawn-out, boring story of Roswell. I don't think we need to rehash it. It's not boring. It's just that we've heard it 500 million times in every way, shape, and form. So, but if you go to Roswell, yes, there's lots of things to see. A friend of mine who does the UFO bucket list did get on the property where they do have the actual, there's an actual sort of headstone that talks about this being the area where the debris and the saucer crashed, et cetera, et cetera. So He took pictures of that kind of thing. But I don't know. I don't know who owns that ranch anymore. I know at a certain point they were allowing people to come on and take a look, but things got awry, and I think there were maybe partying or a lot of trash and things that was left behind, so they stopped doing it. But I don't know if whoever owns it now, if they do private tours. I would assume the people to ask about that are Donald Schmidt or the Roswell Museum. Because Donald knows everything about Roswell.
Now, I want to mention here a little bit about Chapter 5. I met Frank Strange's back in the 60s. He came to New York, lectured before Jim Owsley's Saucer News Group. He seemed like a nice guy. He had broken his leg and he came on crutches. That's what I remember. Nice guy. Nothing bad to say about him. But it's not the kind of thing that we're apt to accept in terms of what he claimed. Let's say it's an interesting story. Ditto for Orthon, which is the alleged entity that George Adamski contacted. Now, the reason I mention that is because George Adamski released several photos of UFOs that were easily duplicated by conventional means. One, a New England publication called Yankee Magazine, was able to do with a Chrysler hubcap, different color, but, you know, different brand hubcap. And then somebody else did with a surgical lamp and GE light bulbs. As far as George Adamski was concerned, he allegedly had several witnesses to his claims. But those witnesses were recanting what they actually saw, which was apparently little or nothing, when they talked to people who were working with Jim Owsley when he did the special Adamski expose issue in 1957. And then, of course, Adamski describes taking a trip around the moon, which decidedly did not at all resemble our genuine experiences going to the moon. However, in fairness to Adamski, of course, he died in 1965. We can't talk to him about it. In fairness to Adamski, he wrote a book in the 1940s that described advanced beings coming to him, and it's clear that he was trying to spread a message of goodwill. But as he was quoted as saying, sometimes you have to go through the back door to spread the truth. I'm paraphrasing here. And what this means to me is he had a message he wanted to spread. He put it in the mouths of this handsome being from Venus called Orthon. He created photos that were fake to go along with it, but nothing bad to say about him. He seemed like a pretty nice guy, and he wanted to spread a message. And that's something we can talk about on another show, the alleged messages that E.T. presents to us. And the thing that always bothers me about those messages is that E.T. doesn't seem to be able to enforce what they want. They give you the message. Hey, this is cool. Here's the message. And then, what can I say?
All right. Just so you know, I am an expert on the Dr. Frank Strange's and Valiant Thor story. So this is not the time to talk about it. People can either believe it or not, but I have many eyewitnesses who actually have met Valiant Thor as well, and those famous pictures that were taken of him in Howard Menger's backyard, where Jim Owsley was present. Did you know that?
He might have mentioned something like that. Jim was not obviously convinced this guy is from another planet.
Well, Jim also was a total skeptic his whole life. I spoke to him several times. Dr. Frank connected me to him and a lot of those early people to talk to when I was writing the original script. And so, but actually he doesn't even remember being there, although there's photos of him in those photos that August Roberts took. So these are stories for another day. Let's just stick with the book because they're too long and involved.
When it comes to Jim Moseley, I can tell you stories endlessly. My first real job was working as the managing editor of Jim Saucer News magazine in New York. That's before I started my radio career. So I hung with Jim a lot of times. We, as I said, met up with Howard Menger when he was recanting his contact claims. Met a lot of people through the years. So there you go. And right. Jim was the first guest on the PowerCast when we premiered on February 28th, 2006. Brad Steiger were our first guests.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That is just amazing.
So we knew these people. And Jim was the kind of guy, until the year of his death, if I needed a guest, I said, Jim, you're on. And he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be sarcastic as anything, but I know.
He was cantankerous. He was a cantankerous man.
But
the first time I met him in person, I told Dr. Frank, I said, that man is mean. And Dr. Frank called him up and read his beads, and he called me and apologized.
Well, you know, one thing about Jim also is that beneath everything, the sarcasm, the hoaxes, and his personality, he had a genuine belief that something strange was going on, was looking to a multiverse, multidimensional kind of solution, or he called it like 4.5D, was what he called it. And so he did have that, even though when he started out, he presented a belief that all UFOs that were unidentified were really secret test aircraft from U.S. and other governments. And when we look at that, we can say, hey, you know what? Some of those were, definitely, even though there were sightings that we could not explain. Some were test aircraft. Some of the contactees may also have been involved with government trickery. And I mentioned Orfeo Angelucci and taking some kind of pill or tab in a diner with a military person. And then to quote that famous song, he went into a dream. Craig, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
I'm not going to mention what song that is. You all know that song. Okay? No, it was someday in someone's life. No. Anyway, Hudson River Valley, Pine Bush, interesting events over there. Tell us more.
Well, exactly what you were saying is what a lot of the people there in the Hudson Valley and Pine Bush believed, because they heard lots of rumblings beneath the earth as if some kind of base was being built. And in the Hudson Valley, there were so many sightings of different shapes of ships, and sometimes they were so low that everyone would just stop their cars on the freeway and on the side roads and look up and see these gigantic craft just sitting there in the sky with such unbelief. And you know what you have to remember? And it hit me probably a couple of weeks ago. This is where Whitley Strieber was abducted, in the Hudson Valley. That's where he lived in his cabin. So anyway, there was just so many different things that were going on around that time with all those sightings. But then when we get to Pine Bush in the late 80s and 90s, there was a whole nother hotspot for UAPs. These craft, they seemed to have the ability to modify matter, and they were seen repeatedly entering and exiting the ground. And local residents, like I said, they just heard strange noises coming up from beneath their feet, the hum of machinery. They speculated that aliens were building some kind of secret base or an advanced military facility. In 2012, giant rectangular craft were spotted. They had these red lights on the bottom. And then one eyewitness that I spoke with lived in upstate New York. And, those little farming, big farm communities. Not that they were a farm, but they had big sprawling properties with horses and things. You know, they all go to bed early. There are no restaurants or things, stay up late. But he would say that he began seeing these giant manta ray craft flying low in the sky. And he said then after a certain time, he saw airplane would come out, and he would be standing out there looking, but then nothing would follow it, right? The manta rays wouldn't come out. But then, so he got one of those heat blankets, and when the airplane would come out, he would cover himself, and then he found that the manta ray craft would come out for a flight. He also would visit an ashram, and he said he would leave at midnight because that's when they closed. And then as he was coming out of the gate, he saw one of these manta ray ships literally hovering right over a school low, and that on the top of it, it had a strange turret. He said it looked like it was some kind of alligator skin, and it sort of turned as if it was looking at the peripheral visions all the way around. He said another night, when he came out of the ashram, there was another manta ray ship there that did not have a turret, and he followed it for quite some time when it started moving, but then it went over a golf course, and he said, I couldn't drive my car on the golf course because that's a hefty fine if you do and you get caught. He was speeding that night trying to stay up with it. He was pulled over by a cop. The cop wanted to know what he was drinking, and he said, I haven't been drinking anything. And he said, oh, what the hell? I'll just tell him. And the cop's, like, face went ghost white, and he goes, oh, they're out again. So it seemed like the police force was aware of them as well. So it's interesting, and I'm just trying to remember, there was a, just trying to think of his, I can't think of his name, but there was one guy who was with MUFON there who told me that they had a place there called Tuxedo Park, which is where scientists who worked in this supposed underground facility lived, and it was a gated community, and if you went in, your name had to be at the gate, but also only invited guests could come, of course, but you would have to leave your car there, and then they would put you in their car and take you directly to the door and make sure that you went into the right person's house, and when you were done, they would collect you and also bring you out. Now, my friend that was there said that he was also a part of a very secret alien abduction group that was there in the Hudson Valley, Pine Bush area. So it's just fascinating to know. I mean, there's not a lot of activity that's going on there now, because if this was, if we hypothetically say it is a joint base, or even if it's a military base, then these craft that were taken out and being tested, all the pilots have probably learned how to fly them, and they don't really need to take them out anymore unless it's for, you know, a short spin every once in a while or that kind of thing. But there haven't been reports that I know of like it was back in the 80s, because it was huge back in the 80s.
Oh, the 80s. Well, that was quite some time. I remember the 80s very well. I was kind of between the UFO field at that time. I'd been very active in the 70s. The 80s kind of laid off. And then the late 80s got back into this mess again. So it was one of these things where you get into it, and however much you want to leave, you don't leave.
Right. Yeah.
As you're finding, since you're a younger person, you're finding out that it'd be more fun just making movies and hiring the best actors to be in those movies, but you can't get away from UFOs. Now, I would mention that Craig's going to be with us on After the Paracast, where I want to talk to him about Calvin Parker and Charles Hickson and other cases, and we'll get to that. But in the meantime, for listeners who want to know more of what you do, where do they go?
Yes. If anybody wants to learn more about Stranger at the Pentagon, they can go to strangerathepentagon.com. They can watch the short film I made there as well. And if they want to buy autographed copies from me of the UFO Hotspot Compendium or the ET Species Almanac, they can go to autobiographyofanet.com. And in the tab, if you click on other books, it's right there as well. And if you want me to sign it to a family or a friend for Christmas, just email me through the website and say, I just bought it, and could you sign it to this person?
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. We basically just put up announcements of the show. We don't get crazy over there, but it's worth checking out. We also have two areas on Facebook, a fan club and a group, where we put up announcements, and we have difficulty getting our URL on Facebook, as Tim Swartz has with conspiracyjournal.com. For some reason, that's weird. Anyway, you can also check out branded merchandise if you go to theparacast.shop, theparacast.shop. We have four different logos to choose from. We have T-shirts and all sorts of really good stuff, and some famous people will soon be seen wearing them. How about that? Check out theparacast.shop. If you want a premium version of this show free of the network ads, go to theparacast.plus. We also offer After the Paracast, an extension show with special interviews and surprises. Craig will be back on that with more conversation. You can check us out again at theparacast.plus. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount on 5-year or lifetime subscriptions, theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Okay, Craig Campobasso, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks, everyone.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.